Blog Talk Radio.
Wicked, wicked, wicked. Wicked tones, you know. What?
Metro Boomin wants some more, nigga.
Wicked, 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 wicked. Hold up. Wicked, wicked, wicked.
Council Radio, Nellyville Show. You know I'm your girl, Nels, kicking it on this Saturday. Shout out to everybody that's listening in. Shout out to the sponsors, 12 Rounds of Music. Without them, there'll be no me. Shout out to the council, my council family. Man, shout out to hip hop. Big shout out to hip hop. Y'all know when y'all see me, I want y'all to say, there go hip hop right there. Hip hop is the culture. We is the culture. Y'all haven't seen Wu-Tang? Man, it's off the rip. Go check it out. It's on Hulu right now. Right now. It's on Hulu, y'all. And it's amazing. That's all I can say is, like, I am hip hop. They represent what hip hop is. Check it out. It's a whole story. They did their thing. Big shout out to the Cream. I mean, like, man, I had fun watching that. So y'all go check that out. But today, y'all know it's Saturday. I don't know who's winning the game, but big shout out to the Huskers. Last somebody said we was doing good, and when I checked, we was kind of not doing so good. But as I still remain a Husker fan, a football fan, we got interviews today. Yeah. I just want to say Sugar Daddy, but, you know, y'all might know him as DJ Ben Amazing. He is going to come in today and bless the airwaves, y'all. I can't wait to hear what's going on. I don't know. I got somebody on the line. Let me see. He might be. Who's on the line? What's going on?
Hello?
Yes, you on the line. How you doing today?
Yeah, how you doing? These have been amazing.
Okay, you calling in early, but we can do it now. I ain't even tripping. I'm glad you called in early.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So, DJ Ben Amazing. Of course you a DJ. So give the people a little history about who DJ Ben Amazing is.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm actually not a real DJ. That's a title of my first EP, but I do everything else besides. Yeah, I'm a producer, songwriter, artist. So that's my kind of my gimmick right there. And I'm not a real DJ, but I do love music, so I chose the name DJ as disc jockey so I can go to a record store and pick out some music and just enjoy old records. And Ben happened to be my first name, you know, so I just put Amazing on the end of it.
Okay. All right, go on, DJ. Been amazing. I like it already. So tell the people a little bit about when you first heard hip-hop. I was just talking about this. How did it make you feel? How did it affect you? How did it change your lifestyle?
Oh, man, hip-hop, I first bought my first album was a Mace album, Harlem World. This was back when Blockbuster was selling music, so it was a long time ago, and I bought that album, and, you know, I always been fascinated with production, so I usually bought albums so I could look in the books and see who produced the records. So that was my main thing, so I would follow them, and, you know, when I see, like, S. Combs, I know that was Sean Combs, I know that was P. Diddy, if I see Tim Mosley, I knew that was Timberland. So that's what I was kind of interested in at the time when I first listened to music. That's what captured my attention and made me fall in love with it.
Okay, so who inspired you to grind so hard?
I mean, I would say family, because I really want to do this just to take care, you know, my family, make sure everybody's in a good state, you know, not to stress over anything, to live comfortable. Also, I want to be in a position to put, you know, help other people out. You know, I want to run a successful business where I could open up jobs for other people. And because, I've been through the struggle and, you know, still struggle to the day. So, you know, I want to be in a position where I can help people not struggle anymore.
Exactly. That's dope. I love that. I love that. So, I want to know, when did you realize you wanted to be involved with music? When did you realize this is it?
My first beat, I think I was 15. So, you know, my friend gave me a program called Fruity Loops, and I wasn't too good at it. It was confusing, so I just focused on writing music over other people's beats in the industry. And then I started learning how to use Fruity Loops later on, and I just stuck with it. And I wanted to always see my, you know, name in the credits as a songwriter or producer. So I just kept grinding and kept, you know, keep going. So I could definitely see that later on in life. But, I mean, I've always been inspired by other producers and how they did it. So I just want to follow in their footsteps and try to take the same path.
That's what's up, and that's what I like to hear. So I want to know, what were your experiences like while you were perfecting your craft?
I mean, I've been through everything, like false promises, you know, open mics. You know, I'm still doing open mics as of now, and, you know, you just got to, I'm looking for the business inside out versus me being outside and looking in. Now I understand where, you know, you have to do a lot of things yourself. You know, it might seem like a lot of people want to help you out and, you know, do this with you. But at the end of the day, if you're not really pushing yourself, nobody's going to really see you or take you serious. So you really,
exactly.
That's what I'm learning right now. You really got to do everything yourself, you know, if it's production,
right.
If it's engineering. Yeah, I suggest to, you know, anybody listening out there to just take your time and study the craft and, you know, save your money too, because if you're not really going to sign to like a major label, or if you don't already have money, then you don't want to waste money. You also want to strategize, market, advertise, and really set a budget. So that way you won't be losing money, but at the same time you still try to make a profit while you're all alone.
Wow, that's great advice. That is great advice. So everybody that's out there listening, y'all need to take that advice. So with that being said, I want to know, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
What would I love to see happen when?
In the business of music.
I would like to see a lot more, I guess, selflessness instead of selfishness. You know, I say that because I don't know anybody in the industry. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I haven't really, you know, been out there like that. But, you know, as far as what I can see, you know, I think a lot of people just look out for themselves more than, you know, helping others. I could be wrong, but I mean,
right.
there's so many artists, so many rappers, so many producers, so many singers, but you only hear like a handful. So it has to be another way that people could get their music out and heard. And that's why I appreciate, you know, independent stations and underground stations and, you know, radio shows that do what you do, that support the artist that's trying to make it out there on their own. Because once you hit like mainstream, you're really going to hear only a handful of artists. And you, as an artist, you want to be in that rotation. But it's just like you just got to keep going at it. You know, it's like one in a million chance. But if you stop, you never know. So just want to keep going.
Exactly. So some great advice right there. That's amazing advice right there. So, tell the people a little bit about this EP you got out.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably, it's titled I'm Not a Real DJ, and I'm set to release it probably in November. I'm still working on a few songs. I thought I had a track list, but, I keep generating new songs almost every week, so it's giving me more to pick from, so I'm going to not rush on it. And try to take my time with it. And I'm doing a couple open mics as well. I got one coming up on the 18th down in Orlando. And I'm going to be probably showcasing a couple new songs. So what I like to do before I put songs out, I kind of like to present them to a crowd and see how I get a reaction. And then that's kind of based upon how they react or how people are feeling it. Then I'll start releasing music.
Right. Okay. So what is something your fans wouldn't know about you just by listening to your music?
I want them to know that I'm a hard worker, you know, especially if it's music. You know, production wise, that's my main focus. You know, I'm not really trying to be an artist or anything. My main goal is to write songs and produce for other artists. So when I release music, you know, I hope somebody hears it and be like, oh man, that song was dope, that beat was dope. you know, right. I can hear him. Because when I hear artists, sometimes I picture them writing songs for other artists, or when I hear beats, I can hear another person on it. So maybe I hope to hear, you know, maybe an A&R or a label might hear it and be like, man, this guy could write songs for my artist, or he could do beats for my artist. That's my main goal, you know, in the music industry.
Right. That's what's
right.
up. So, okay, you saying that this song, Sugar Daddy.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, let me, I want to know who produced it. First, don't even get into that yet. Please let me know what you was thinking when you came out with this song.
I was just thinking when I heard the beat, because I made the beat, and then when I make beats, I'll make them, and then I'll make like 5 or 6, put them on my phone, take them to the car, and, you know, I listen to them to get, you know, I just ride around like 2 or 3 days and just listen to the same beats I made over and over. Sometimes I come up with ideas, and sometimes I don't. And on that particular beat, it just sounded kind of funky to me and sounded kind of like old school, but yet fun. That's one like a fun title, and I just thought of, you know, when I thought of the hook, like right away, and I just started grooving to it, dancing into it, and I like, that could be it right there. So I recorded it, you know, engineered it, wrote the lyrics, you know, did everything, you know, myself, really. So, and
right.
I just released it, put it out on iTunes, and, you know, it's getting a lot of recognition, getting a lot of downloads, getting a lot of plays, so I'm thankful for everybody that plays it and streams it and stay tuned, and I'm going to keep releasing more music.
Okay, so we ain't done with the interview, but I want to play the song. I want to play the song.
Okay.
I want you to introduce it. Please don't hang up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is DJ Ben Amazing coming out Orlando, Florida, live. Tune into that new single, Sugar Daddy.
DJBenAmazing.net. Little mama got a fatty. She don't need a man, she just need a sugar daddy. Yeah. Little mama got a fatty. She don't need a man, she just need a sugar daddy. Got plans for you. Wanna see what that rap with no hands will do. Camel humps, Campbell 3, either one will do. Not watching TV, but you on my channel, boo. I have fun, get deleted. She a freak, not a secret. Bring your friend, we can eat it too. The way it swing, I'ma beat it. Give it to me, you're the sweetest. Is it real? Unbelievable. Lil mama got a fatty. She don't need a man, she just need a sugar daddy. Yeah. Lil mama got a fatty. She don't need a man, she just need a sugar daddy. Early on my breakfast, shorty turn heads, exorcist. Got that good, Hershey blessed with it. I'm like, damn, what? Who X is this? I hit it, then I exit quick.
Where?
To my spaceship on my jet. She say, weak dudes always flex with it. I'm like, if they weak, then how they really flexing this? Little mama got a fatty. She don't need a man, she just need a sugar daddy. Yeah, little mama got a fatty. She don't need a man, she just need a sugar daddy.
Hey, I like that beat go hard. Your rhymes is going hard. This is what hip hop is missing right now. That's how I feel. Hip hop is missing right now, and you just knocked it on the head right there with that song. Please don't stop. Whatever you're doing, please don't stop.
I'm gonna keep it going.
So who would you love to work with?
Oh man, I probably would love to work with some producers out there. I would say Timbaland, you know, Dr. Dre. If I could work with Eminem, that would be dope. You guys are one of my favorite artists. I'm trying to think of some
right.
new school artists. I like neo soul type music too as well, jazz, old
right,
school.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I work with a lot of old school artists. That would be good.
Right. That's what's up though. I like jazz too. I feel like it eases the mind.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely classical type music. And instrumental jazz is what I like too.
Right. That's what's up. So. Can you give out your social media to everybody out there that's listening?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You follow me at DJ BEN Amazing. And that's on every social media platform. Again, that's at DJ Ben BEN Amazing. Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, Snapchat, and, Spotify, iTunes. YouTube. Yeah, download music. I think I got 3 singles on there. I'm putting out more music, so I just keeping them patient with that. Sugar Daddy.
Okay, so you know I'm going to keep Sugar Daddy in heavy rotation. I'm going to also hashtag it. And then I'm going to be hitting you up on Snap. I like to send people on Snap that I'm listening to the song in my car. And I've got my girls with me. So I got you. Go ahead and give some shout outs to everybody out there. You want to give out a shout out to?
Oh, man. Shout out to my people down here in Orlando, Florida, listening, Palm Hills area. Shout out to Cali. Shout out to New York. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to Texas. Shout out to Georgia. Shout out to America.
Okay, that is what's up. So I appreciate you so much for calling in today. I know it's sunny over there. I know it.
Oh, yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. What is beautiful.
Right.
I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you having me.
No doubt. And I will be hitting you up on social media, and I will keep you in heavy rotation. You most definitely going to know it. And have yourself a great weekend.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right. Okay, all right, y'all. That was the first. We only had one interview for the day. So big shout out to DJ, been amazing. But I really want to get into, we're gonna pay homage today. We paying homage to hip-hop. That's what we're going to do. So we taking it out like that. So we just going to go back a little bit, back and forth. You see how I do it. Stay tuned. Council Radio, Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nels.
And people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he was. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why did you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid, he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap?
I need bullets, Hurry up, run. The low life brought back this dope machine gun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block, flew in 83. Cracked into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
What? In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cast. Good night, good night, good night.
Knock him off the block. Knock him out, man.
Your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. damn. They start doing the freak. I said, bam. I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there in air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break is on. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop, the pop, the pop, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. And give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is sing a baby.
But if you're what? The beats are all the chief. I often come to fish it up. But my way of life is to be that of Islam. I took my time before I manifest the rhyme. Sharp and accurate to stop the music on a dime. Knowledge me a cappella, wisdom G, I'm manifesting. Understanding, understood, so there's no need for I keep you guessing. Follow me now, see? See, I be rocking. The second hand is ticking, so the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this one, keep joint, keep joint. BPRT for short, now don't want more. But am I too much for the mentor? Proceed, teacher, please. To keep it sort of simple like hip hop. You complicate the I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I pull from is a different style of hip hop. Smooth like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of my stomach, me a poor righteous teacher. Stop the flip to top it, Islamically I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster. As I get closer to the point, rock this funky joint. Keep joint. I'm on top of it, I have to get the sounds that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teaching. Anyone that likes this style that I be styling, mentally profiling. Should I say I'm smooth with the roughness, just serving justice. Suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping. Never, I'm not sleeping, because it's culture freedom. G, who's posse ruling? PRT, word B. It's sort of simple, see? Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always keeps me something hype. I pass the mic, yo. Cause it's my whole life, like I'm creating. Man, I'll be the Satan. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a culture freedom for support. See, man, I set the point. Rock this funky joint. Keep joint. Losers never rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, check me. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. Assalam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
A universal greeting from the people of Akan. Step into the realm of my cipher. Feel the different cipher. Coming from a slipper, step and check me. 1200 after by the bond. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. They didn't know the time. Turn a coach of freedom for support. She manifests the point. Rock this funky joint.
I'm the
rappers off my weed and a leap to the hip. The hop to the hip and to the hip and the hip hop. Oh no, I don't wanna go pop. I got too much soul, rhythm and blues, R&B, yes, see, all that cool. But hip hop and rap, yeah, that's where my heart's at. Even back when I used to break on a box, backspin for backspin, even while I'm rapping. Before I had a record, I always kept and clapping, freestyling on the block. Now I keep crack. I always entertain by digging in my crack, my brain. So if it's gonna rain, let it rain. I spook you with the hit, make you jump like House of Pain. Boogaloo, boogaloo, shake and jump. And remember, remember, keep rock, I won't strut.
Come on, keep rockin' on the
I cut them, crack the speaker when I'm pumping. So jump in and watch your ears start bumming through the block. And don't forget to boom shock, shock a lot.
Well, damn, do it all. Can I rock? I hear a beat, I grab the mic, mic, and then I start to slacken. The kids around the waist used to think that I was bucking, but they don't understand how to feel about the funk. I walk with the funk, I talk with the funk, I eat with the funk, I sleep with the funk, I live off the funk, I dump off the funk. So now what do they say when I'm walking up the block? Boom shock a lot, cause there goes the cheap rock.
Oh yeah, it ain't over, motherfuckers.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Y'all motherfuckers ready for a WA? Well, get the fuck up!
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just wet and soft. First you was down with the AK, and now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake, looking like straight Bozo. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo and kept on stomping. Well, y'all motherfuckers move straight out of Compton, living with the whites, one big house and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, drop four niggas, now I'm making all the dough. White man just fooling, the niggas with attitude, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey yo, Drake, stick to producing, calling me on a fuck. You Benedict, Easy E saw your ass and went in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company, but I'm a man and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like American Most, you can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that broke you done ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-P and y'all disgrace the CPT. Cause you get fucked out your green by a white boy with no Vaseline.
Damn, it feels good to see people
does get fucked with no Vaseline. I never have dinner with the president. And when I see your ass again, I'll be hesitant. Now I think you a snitch. Throw a house nigga in a ditch. Half pint, bitch. Fucking your homeboys, you little maggot. Eazy-E turns faggot with your manager, fella. Fucking MC Ren, Dr. Drake, and yeah. But if they reported me, Eazy-E will be hanging from a tree with no Vaseline. Just a match and a little bit of gasoline. Light him up, burn him up, flame on. So that Jerry Curl is gone. On a permanent vacation, off the master plantation. Heard you both got the same bank account, dumb nigga. What you thinking about? Get rid of that devil real simple. Put a bullet in his temple. Cause you can't beat a nigga for life, crew. With a white dude telling you what to do. Pulling wool with the scam. Now I gotta play the silence of the land. With a mission who's a punk too. Trying to fuck me, but I'd rather fuck you. Eric Wright, punk is always in a something. Getting fucked at night by Mr. Shit Packer. Bend over for the goddamn cracker, no Vaseline.
Motherfucking no job having ass. Motherfucking Jerry Curl like Ambi wearing motherfucking bitch.
Yo, Rockin', what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full.
Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakia and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Our Rush Town Management. Well, check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in
full.
Paid in
full. Full.
Of a master plan, cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up, ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling, be still, don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish, but without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as a test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we out of here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Thank you. You got to chill, 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 chill.
Your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMG. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bend. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line.
To the average MC. I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, New Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy when your rhymes are not void. Never sweating your girl, YP, she's a schizoid. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax. Maintain them seas while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some shit.
The computer information on rap, like the BRZ, my kisses up, make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do it. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows. Dish many faces and deal with New Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But nevertheless they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace. Cause indeed stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's. No doubt the G-Rocker don't like to get ill, but if I have to I kill. So believe me boy, you got the shit.
Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidating seas with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pushing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC Undertaker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi Patrol is packing. The P&B, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBoy.
Thank you.
a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. In love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eye. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social workers here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, swing. And Brenda's the name, she's gotta beg.
The council.